Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with different hosts covering a variety of topics each day. We're on from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. On Mondays, I talk about Wonder, the good things happening at the University of Arizona. On Tuesday, Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. On Wednesday, Grant Kruger hosts. And on Thursday, Tom Moulton talks about visitor attractions and fun things to do in Tucson. Then on Friday, we talk about great success stories and Tucson businesses and organizations that have been doing the good work in our community. And today, we are talking about a great company in Tucson, nationwide, Jersey Mike's in Tucson. And with us this morning is Joe Henry Turbyfill, one of the district managers of Jersey's Mike's. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, Ed. Good morning.
Well, let's get started and talk a little bit about Joe Henry and your life with Jersey Mike's. But before that, you said you were a chef, and food's been an important part of your life since you were about 14. And let's talk just a little bit about what got you into the food business and your journey to become a Jersey Mike's district manager.
Yeah. Well, getting into food, every single person in my family cooked, and it was a competition between everybody. I have four sisters and one brother, so a lot of siblings, and I guess it's in my blood. It was just something that everyone did. I saw the allure to it. I started cooking. Well, I started in food when I was 14. I was one of my good buddies. They did Renaissance fairs.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So I was forced to go to work on the summers, and I loved it.
And this was in Southern California?
We traveled on the summers.
Oh,
it was Racine, Wisconsin,
wow.
Southern California, and Hyde Park, New York. So it was awesome.
And you were on the culinary team to make these things happen?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, the big turkey drumsticks and
right.
The onion blossoms, just was a lot. It was hard work.
Hard work, but fun, huh?
It was fun at that age. It was really nothing. And the travel was great, too.
Right. Right.
Lots of experiences at a young age. And then read a book. I was just about to get out of high school, and my friend's mom handed me a book from Anthony Bourdain, Kitchen Confidential.
All right.
And that was it.
Got you hooked, huh?
I actually told her I wanted to stop working that summer, and I wanted to go home and start school right away. So I went to culinary school out in Riverside, California, where I was from. And moved to Palm Springs. I mean, God, I worked all over the place. Right. Palm Springs, Riverside, Los Angeles, all over the place. Did that for quite a few years and took a little bit of a break, ran into some financial problems and was looking for a second job.
As most chefs do at some point in their career, correct, yeah.
Yeah, it can be a lot of work and low pay.
Right, right. Very creative work and fun work, but it's sometimes long hours and not a lot of pay.
Yeah. It's got to be for you.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that you got to be passionate about, and it's got to be for you. Looking for a second job, I got into Radio Shack, and I was one of their stock people just part-time.
Right.
And I saw everybody making a lot of money selling cell phones.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know how they did that, and got into sales. I had a manager that mentored me. I did sales for about 6 years, ended up with Lamps Plus, fantastic company. But just really missed my passion, just missed
right.
being what, you know, being in the kitchen, as Anthony Bourdain would call it, the pirate ship. I missed the pirate ship. Right. Went back into that, and then I kind of hit a ceiling. Wasn't really learning the owner side of things, the administrative side of things. It was just, you know, the food.
Right.
And, you know, in my leadership journey, I know that you never want to, you know, put a lid and stay right where you're at.
Right.
If you're not growing, you're dying. So I looked, and I just looked for where I was going to find what I was missing, the key to that or the piece to that puzzle. And in quick service, that's where I was going to learn it, to be a general manager and
right.
manage the entire, you know, every aspect of the business. And I stepped on, walked into one of them up in Scottsdale.
Right.
And the lady that the general manager that greeted me was just happy and smiley, and you know, I asked if they were hiring. She said, yeah, she handed me an application. This was 7 years ago. And I walked out and I had to turn back around and walk back in. And I go, why are you so happy? And, you know, she was just like, I love my job. I love the company that I work for. And working in the restaurant industry, or I'm sorry, the full service industry for so long, you really, you don't see that. I mean, people right. are passionate about it. You know, they grind, they do the job, and you don't really see those smiley faces. And that immediately got me hooked with Jersey right. Mike's. That general manager still works for us. Yeah. And
you've got your 7 year pin now. You just completed your seventh year, so you're in
I
your.
I don't have the pin. It hasn't come in yet.
So whoever the district manager is should have ordered that pin so that you, I'm just teasing you, that's you, so.
No, funny you say that. There is a district manager that's in charge of ordering the pins.
Yeah, okay.
They're, again, just Jersey Mike's is just a different, it's a different beast. Two of our other district managers have been with the company for 11 and 13 years.
Wow.
I mean, Shelby's been with the company for 13 years. She started when she was 16. It's the only job she's ever had. And she's actually the person that hired me
right.
on as a general manager.
Yeah. So Jersey Mike's is a longstanding company created and established in 1956. But out here, when you were up in Scottsdale working for the company and getting started, they didn't have very many locations in Southern Arizona for sure, but just in Arizona. And there's been quite a growth spurt, hasn't there?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, the growth. I joined our franchise when we had 9.
Right.
And they had just recently come off from having just 3.
Right.
And now we're building 35 and 36.
Amazing.
I started in Tucson 5 years ago when we bought the market. And there was 5 locations.
Right.
And right now we're building 15 and 16, number 15 and number 16.
Wow. And the newest one is over at, you said, at Keno and the freeway?
Keno and the 10 over by the Costco.
Right.
And we're also doing Glenn and Campbell.
Oh, yeah, Glenn and Campbell. That's over by the U of A. I like that. That's close to me when I get off work. So
cool. I live over there, too.
Yeah. So. Let's go to a break here, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the great activity that's happening this month at Jersey Mike's all across the country and here in Tucson. We're talking with Joe Henry Turbyfill, who is a district manager for Jersey Mike's in Tucson. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is the Friday version where we celebrate success stories. We're with Joe Henry Turbyfill from Jersey Mike's. He's a district manager. Brother Bill Ackerley is sitting in the studio with us. You know, Joe Henry, we met back on MLK Day, Martin Luther King. You were introduced to us by our friends at Pepsi-Cola, Wade and Adrian, who are the managers at Wade Schultz is the general manager here of the Tucson plant, and Adrian's from Southern California, and they're part of our Coaches for Charity Martin Luther King High School basketball event that we hold at McHale Center each year. And Jersey Mike's was in for the first time this year. You guys sponsored a couple of scholarships and helped us with that campaign. So that's where we met you. So first off, thanks for doing that.
That was great. Adrian is close with our owner.
Right.
And they had talked about doing a scholarship. And again, I talk about the company, I talk about the smiley faces, but just on top of that, the giving.
Right.
And it is, with our company, it's selfless. I do all kinds of little fundraisers for the schools where we do a Tuesday night from 4 to 8. Right. And we donate 20-25% of all the sales that come in for the 4-hour block. And it just, I'm never told no.
Right, right. That's a really good way to get into the community and give back. And of course, there's a nationwide, in its 14th year now, the company as a whole nationwide has a, what's called the Month of Giving, a fundraising campaign to have all the Jersey Mike's locations all across the country join forces. There's to give money back to over 200 charities. So tell us about, first off, the Month of Giving and the little history of Jersey Mike's and giving back to the community. Then we'll talk about what's coming up on March 27th.
Well, it all started with Peter Cancro. you know, the founder of Jersey Mike's Subs, and just his story and how the company came about is very interesting. And if you guys out there don't know it, it's really cool to go look it up. And the giving into the community and being part of the community was really big for him, because that's how he got to purchase Jersey Mike's.
Right.
At 17 years old.
Right.
Well, he purchased Mike's Subs.
Mike's Subs, that's, yeah, which had been started in 1956.
Uh-huh.
And he purchased it from the original owner, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
He got a loan from his football coach.
Right.
I think it was $50,000.
Right.
But just being part of the community, he was, you know, really big into himself playing football.
Right.
And all his friends, and just staying close to the community. In 2011, we started the Month of Giving, and it's raised more than $88 million.
Wow.
As a whole, you know, nationwide, as we grew, you know, and
that's a lot of sandwiches. That's a lot of a lot of people going to Jersey Mike's on Giving Day. Yeah.
When you put it in that perspective, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is. It's fun. I mean, I'm always making sure that we have our team's very engaged on that day. I mean, we always are smiling and having fun. We call it banter. You know, one of our non-negotiables is that we need to always make sure that we're bantering with our guests. And it can be witty. It can be straightforward. But being part of the community is, we say, you know, we give to give.
Right.
And when we're part of the community, it just makes it more fulfilling. It gives us a purpose, a meaning and a cause where, you know, I say I've been in food for my entire career, and, you know, there isn't always that fulfilling and wholesome part of,
right,
you know, your job.
I do have to say that, you know, you go into some self-service, fast service, slow service places, and it is amazing how training and the cultural environment is so important, because in some places you go in and they're almost mad at you that you're there and you're causing them to have to make you a sandwich or do whatever they're doing. And when you go into Jersey Mike's, it is true that there is quite a sense of camaraderie. The people behind the counter are talking to one another and having fun, and then that kind of spills over across the counter to the people that are ordering. And it's kind of, it's kind of like the difference between flying on Southwest Airlines and flying on another airline, where they you know, the Southwest flight attendants, you know, they're bantering, talking with the flight people on the flight, they're having fun, they're telling
safety
jokes.
Spiels, yeah, are hilarious. Yeah,
yeah. And so I wouldn't say it's exactly like that, but it's more like that than it is just a sedate conversation or no conversation with many of the
a big part of the culture that you know, I hate to sound controlling, but a big part of the culture that I mandate with my teams is we're there to serve, and not just to serve food, but we're there to serve each other. We're there to serve the community. We're there, you know, if that's not in you, if that's not, you know, what you're about, it's hard to be a part of the team.
Yeah.
You feel like an outsider.
Right. So tell us about, of course, this whole month is Awareness Month for the big event, which happens on this coming Wednesday, the 27th, Tuesday, is it? I'm sorry.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, the 27th, yeah. The big give back to the community. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening in the in all the stores in Tucson, of course, across the nation, but in the stores in Tucson, and what's going to be happening with the Day of Giving.
It's an all-hands-on-deck. It is always the busiest day of the year for Jersey Mike's. It always has been. It gets busy, so, you know, of course it's got a great cause behind it. It's in the Tucson market, we're giving to the Boys and Girls Club, right, which is a fantastic organization.
If any change falls out of the pocket into the couch cushion, you could include Coaches for Charity as one of the
it's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
absolutely.
Good.
The Martin Luther King thing.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was great. Yeah,
yeah.
Just, again,
yeah,
the smiley, the vibes, the just the fulfillment.
Right. But Boys and Girls Club was pretty awesome. That's a great cause. So when someone goes in on March 27th, what happens and where does the money go?
Well, you come in and you just eat. Just come in and be a patron.
Uh-huh.
And we donate every single dollar that we take in that day. We also solicit extra donations.
Sure.
I have my team go after it really hard.
Right.
You know, if you've donated 2 weeks ago because you came in for lunch, we're going to ask you again the next time you come in because of the cause and what we're looking to accomplish.
So you're gathering all month long, you're gathering, but the 27th, all the proceeds go to the charity as well.
And it's not after profit. It's it's every dollar. It's not taking care of our costs or taking care of our... It's every single dollar.
I find that very unique. There are a lot of companies that do a day of giving day and so forth, but they take out their expenses and all the cost of food and labor and so forth. And so the percentage that the charity gets is just a very small tip of the iceberg because so much has been taken out. But this is a true 100% of the proceeds on the 27th goes
to
the charity.
And that's where our give to give is coming from. We're not putting any stipulations on it.
Right.
It's just come in, eat, it's busy.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a wait. We are doing our online orders, so you can order ahead on the app.
Do you do small catering jobs and stuff on that day, too? I know that's... You do big ones on that
day.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're already stacked up. They're already lined up. On our back line, we have a ticket rail where, I mean, I was in four of my stores yesterday just doing some housekeeping. And, I mean, we're a week before, and the back line ticket rails are just loaded up.
So that's one way a person could help if they have a business and they're... want to feed their staff of 10 or 20 or 30 people, call ahead, order ahead, and all that money that you would give that day, you get to feed your staff, but then you also, it all goes to the Boys and Girls Club.
Right, every dollar.
That's pretty amazing.
Give us a heads up if you can.
Yeah.
like 2-3 days ahead, we'll write it down. We'll make sure that when you come in to pick it up, we get you to pay for it.
Please don't call it 11 and say you want food for 50, right?
We're going to tell you yes, but it'll be a time frame.
Yeah, right.
All of our online orders are pushed back that day, 45 minutes. Again, prepare to wait, you know, not to make a negative turn on it, but it's for a great cause. And on top of that, you're going to get some really good food.
Right.
If you haven't had Jersey Mike's, I don't know what rock you've been hiding under.
Tell us a little bit of what the sort of people that aren't familiar with Jersey Mike's, what kind of food is it and what are the subs? And of course, you got to know Danny DeVito, who's been the spokesperson for many years now. You were saying you saw him at the conference last year and he's just
it's the same on, same off screen. It's the guy's a hoot.
Yeah. What's the menu at Jersey Mike's? If I wanted to go in and order something, what am I ordering?
We sell subs. Jersey Mike subs, hot subs, cold subs. We're really known for our Philly cheesesteaks. But our cold deli subs is where it all started.
Right.
You order what brand, what size, and what number. Mm-hmm. Each number on the menu has its own type of cheese and type of meat. So, for instance, you know, the number 3 is ham and provolone.
Right.
Number 9, Swiss, turkey, roast beef, mayo, bacon.
Right.
Bread's baked fresh every single morning and sometimes throughout the day, depending on how many people want to come in and enjoy our food.
Delicious bread, by the way. It's very good. Yeah.
So good. It's terrible.
what's the most popular sandwich at Jersey Mike's?
Number 13.
And number 13, Lucky 13.
The Italian,
yeah.
It's got all 5 cold cuts on it with provolone.
Yeah.
So we do the bread fresh every day, but that's not the best part of Jersey Mike's. We've got the juice.
Right.
We've got every morning. We open at 10, but we start every morning at 6:30, 7 o'clock to do the bread. We slice the onions fresh every morning, the tomatoes, the lettuce, fresh every morning. None of that stuff comes in prepped.
Right.
We ripen our tomatoes in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really what it makes. All the meats and cheeses are sliced fresh to order. Nothing's done ahead of time. So there's not that, you know, air...
Right.
You know, sapping the flavor. And then the oil and the vinegar, the juice.
Right.
Got to have the juice. If you don't like oil and vinegar, please try it.
It is delicious. Well, we thank Jersey Mike's for what you do for the community and the Day of Giving. We're encouraging everyone to go out on Wednesday and grab lunch or take some home for dinner. And all the proceeds from Jersey Mike's 13 locations in Tucson, Southern Arizona, all those proceeds will go to the Boys and Girls Club. And that's pretty amazing, amazing thing that you guys do. Anything else you want to add to?
No, just come in and help us beat last year's.
Okay.
Last year, as an organization, we did $21
million. Wow, $21
million. Every dollar, there's nothing that goes to us.
Well, that's a fabulous commitment on behalf of a local company. And Joe Henry Turbyfill is the district manager for Jersey Mike's. We encourage you to go on the 27th and get yourself some lunch and support the Boys and Girls Club. We'll be back after a word from some of our great sponsors with the second half of the show. This is KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk station, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley. In the studio with me is my brother Bill Ackerley. Behind the glass is Matt Neely, who helps us produce this program each day. You know, on Monday, our Wonder Series is the good things going on at the University of Arizona. And this Monday, we'll feature a basketball star from the U of A, Damon Stoudemire, who's the current coach of the Georgia Tech basketball team. And then we'll also talk with Colin Waite, who's the director of the Cooper Center for Environmental Learning out of the Department of Education on the campus. So we're looking forward to Monday's show. Our guest today in the second half is Pastor Leo Garcia. Leo Garcia is, I came to know him at a golf tournament of all places. I met him at a golf tournament, and he was next to me at a table, and we started chatting with each other. Come to find out, he's a business guy. So let's talk a little bit first about Leo Garcia Services, Leo, and what you do for businesses all across the valley here.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me with you, Mr. Presidente.
El Presidente Municipal de Tucson. Ojalá que sí.
Sí. We're a CPA. Mm-hmm. CPA office. We do taxes. Mm-hmm. We also do accounting, payroll. We do merchant services.
Right. Credit card processing, that kind of stuff.
Yes, uh-huh. Exactly, yes. And we're located at 4400 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 803.
Right.
We're on top of the building there.
With a beautiful view of the Catalinas. You have a great view
beautiful,
out of your window.
Yes,
yeah.
That's correct. And yeah. The phone number, if you want to make an appointment for anything that you like, it's 520-372-2750. I'll repeat it. 520-372-2750.
And Laura Vega, who is your CPA and heads that part of your company, she can't be here today because she is knee deep in it's tax season. Many people are getting involved in getting their tax information together. But if you want to make an appointment with Leo or Laura to go review your tax situation and get started on that, make a call. Or if you have a business and you you need some help from the back end of processing payments or just consulting, business service consulting and having Leo talk to you. Guess what? When they start talking about marketing, he calls an expert in, and I show up and talk to people about how to market their businesses. So
yes.
We appreciate what you do in the business world. Well, that's not all you do. You do many things in the community, and one of the things that the reason that you were at that table at the golf tournament where I met you
yes.
was because you were sharing information about the charity that you have, which is kind of cool. It's called Helpers for Children. Tell us a little bit about the genesis and how Helpers for Children got started here in Tucson.
Yeah, well, you know, I came from the state of Sonora, Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was born there in the beautiful city of Hermosillo, Sonora.
Hermosillo, mm-hmm.
And that's when the honey and the milk is available for everybody. The most beautiful city of the world.
second only to Tucson, right?
So, you know, I'm the fifth child of 10 children.
Wow.
8 brothers and 2 sisters. My father was a minister. We didn't have a lot of income. And so we had a lot of material, you know, needs.
Right.
We did have a house, a 3-floor house. One of them was cement. The other floor was dirt. Mm. And the other one was gravel. But, you know, we were very happy growing up, you know, with a big family.
Right. I know one of your brothers who's in town.
Yes,
here.
Yes, exactly. You know, so all of a sudden, you know, on Christmas Eve, we didn't have anything to share, and somebody would show up from the United States, and bring a truck full of stuff, stockings, used clothes, used tennis shoes, food, fruit. And so we would only have for us, but we were able to share with the church and the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that stayed in my heart. So when, you know, we came to the United States, one of the promises that I made, it was to, when I was able to do this, I was going to make the commitment to help other children. And that's how this Helpers for Children Foundation started. It started in my heart because I was in sports all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we didn't have money to buy the cleats or the uniforms. And now that we're able, you know, to help other children, it makes me happy just right. to see a smile of a child. So that's how Helpers for Children started.
Right. And although your business, Leo Garcia Services, is located midtown in a skyrise and with a beautiful view on the eighth floor of a beautiful building, you're way out in west southwest Tucson, working every day in a variety of different ways. But out that way, there's a big plot of land, a couple of acres of land
Correct.
Out there. What's your dream for that piece of property that you have?
Well, you know, we're able to lease that property for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and we're going. That project is to build a sports center.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be mainly for soccer,
right?
But we're also going to have baseball
mm-hmm.
and other sports. But it's a completely bare land,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to develop it. You know, put a synthetic grass. Fence it, put some, you know, temporary lights there,
mm-hmm.
and be able to help a lot of kids that would like to have a program, you know, trainers that could help them develop, you know, their skills and take them out of the streets
right.
or out of the you know, the games in the phones or the computers,
right,
and bring them into a physical. Organized training for soccer where they can clear their minds and they can develop the physics, you know, their bodies
right.
as they grow.
And this is this location is out on Valencia, is that right?
No, it's at 1600 West Irvington.
Irvington.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but you are close to obviously you're close to an area of town that has a lot of need. And,
yes.
There's certainly a lot of county parks and city parks throughout Tucson. What is interesting about that, though, is many times the fields are all taken by
Correct.
By leagues and other things, and it makes it hard for casual play or kids just to come out and kind of like you get a pickup game on a basketball court. It's kind of hard to just go and just start playing
Correct.
Somewhere. So one of your ideas is to try to make it more accessible for
yes.
people who live in the area to
because
come out.
It's also very expensive.
Right.
You know, I've had kids that grew up playing it, you know, in soccer,
right.
organized soccer clubs. And just to get in, it's like $375 just to get in,
right.
plus the monthly fee.
Yeah, plus your uniform, plus travel, plus
exactly.
Paying for registration for
right.
those things.
So we're trying to yeah. develop these to, you know, help a lot of those children.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to resolve their problems. We're trying to just give them a push.
Right.
You know, give them, you know, a help so they can work themselves and develop themselves with our supervision and our training to yeah. develop in the sports that they like.
Not to say that I'm old, but I'm old. you know, you are right that the society has defaulted to video games and internal recreation, which is all good. I mean, that's good for kids to develop those skills as well. But sometimes one could say that just the fact that, what are you going to do today? I'm going to ride my bike down to the park and I'm going to play ball with my friends. That kind of is not so much what people do anymore, young kids do anymore. And this would give an opportunity for a place for kids to feel safe and right. to come down under supervision to do some fun things. And so
yes.
this vision that you have of creating this activity center for soccer, you're a soccer player yourself.
And, yes, exactly.
And that's part of your passion, and baseball has been very, very good to me, baseball. And so, you know, you've got those two in your sights to try and make that be part of what you do. But this also is a good wholesome activity. This is about building families and building camaraderie and building a social network for these children and help these kids with those fine skills.
So, like, if you have a retired soccer player or a trainer, right, that would like to, you know, help, you know, volunteer their time, mm-hmm, to develop these kids, they can always call me at 520-222-4739. Mm-hmm. Or if anybody, you know, is interested in getting involved in this project at any way, they can definitely call me at Leo Garcia at 520-222-4739. And, you know, this is going to be developed in stages, just right, because it's very expensive, right, you know, to do it at once. But once we're able to at least accommodate and be able to use it, we're going to start using it.
Right.
We're not going to wait until everything is completely done.
Okay, when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about a great event coming up, your gala that's happening, to help raise some funds for this project and for Helpers for Children. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I do encourage you to go Wednesday to Jersey Mike's and get some lunch or dinner, and all the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club. Everything that's sold that day goes to the Boys and Girls Club, and that's a good thing. So we like to help children, and with us today, our guest is Leo Garcia, Leobardo Garcia. If you might want to check him out for some business services, accounting, consulting, credit card processing. He does a full array of services for companies in Tucson, especially if you own a small business, a restaurant, or a retail store or something where you need some support because you're busy serving people. You need some back-end support. Leo and Laura Vega would be good people to talk to. They do accounting, taxes, delinquent taxes, monthly accounting, business services, consulting, and, of course, credit card processing. So give Leo a call if you want that. Leo's with us today to talk about something really cool that he does. He has a charity called Helpers for Children. And let's talk a little bit about Cinco de Mayo on May 3rd. So our dates are pretty close. We're 48 hours away from Cinco de Mayo. But so tell us about this great event that happens downtown.
Well, the Cinco de Mayo fiesta is going to take place on the 3rd of May, mm-hmm, which is Friday. It's going to start from 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock. We're going to have really good Mexican food.
Oh, it was delicious last year, yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
I made the guacamole, by the way.
Oh, you did. Yes. It was fantastic.
And it's called Kingdom Garden.
Kingdom Garden, right.
It's it's downtown Tucson. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful garden outside, you know, this historical building.
And I had told you last time when I was there, I had never been there before. Uh-huh. And I've lived in Tucson all of my life. And what an amazing little venue for an event like that. It was beautiful. And you guys did a nice job of, it's good for small weddings and
right, exactly.
Events like that. So very,
so
very cool.
We'll have like auction baskets. Mm-hmm. We bought some beautiful plates and clay plates from Mexico and other things. So we'll have really good auction things. We're going to have Mexican music. We're going to have mariachi. We're going to have margaritas, for those that like margaritas.
Qué bueno.
qué bueno. And, you know, we're going to have a great program. We have games, interaction games. Mm-hmm. Last year we had piñatas, and people, you know, showed up there, and we had a good fundraiser dinner. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward for this one also. So if you're interested, please call me at 520-222-4739. That's gonna, the funds that are we get there is to help, you know, the children, you know, to join a club. Mm-hmm. And also part of that is gonna be used for developing this project that we have on the empty lot over there.
All right. And of course, people can go to that event. They can bid on the auction items and just make an out-and-out donation that night and help support the cause. But you also take donations full-time, 24/7, on your helpersforchildren.org website.
Correct.
So if someone wants to, is listening and wants to help in a small way, they can go on helpersforchildren.org and push the donate button and make a contribution of any size to help in this dream. And what I would recommend is that it be more of a sustaining a gift that you give maybe a little bit, you know, monthly, because this project is going to take 2 or 3, 4 years to develop it out and get soccer fields and fencing and lighting and all the things that are required in this beautiful piece of property. And so it's going to take sustained giving from people over some time. So,
And we're looking also for like the fencing.
Right.
If there's a company that is listening that they have fencing that they don't use or that they used it and then they don't have any use anymore,
right,
we can buy that or take it.
Or they can donate it, yeah.
Or donate it, yes.
Right. Yeah. And certainly, you know, there's limited turf companies in Tucson. But if there's anybody that has whatever assistance you can give, and think about this. This is a project that is obviously a dream, a creative dream of Leo and his congregation and so forth, that is saying we're going to develop this property for young kids in our community and make it family friendly and no cost, and be a gathering place for people. So if the community can support this and get involved in it, then that's really important. Are you you're out and about, you were at the golf tournament with me last year. Are you out and about with the charity at different events and trying to get some exposure and get other organizations to assist you?
Yes, we actually, you know, joined a couple of groups. As a matter of fact, we joined the Sands Club.
Oh, correct.
You
Yeah, I got credit for that, so thank you.
I
got a little gold star because you joined the Sands Club.
Right, so yeah. We're really meeting a lot of people there.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we don't know the date yet, but we're going to schedule a fundraiser, you know, dinner for business owners, you know, in the month of May or June.
Okay.
Somewhere there. And so we're going to bring everybody to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a beautiful view when we're right behind, I mean, we're next to the, inside the stadium, the football stadium.
Right, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, Leo, I would be remiss if I didn't tell people what you do on Sundays. I think we should tell people what you do on Sundays.
Of course. Yes.
So Leo's family is very, very engaged in the community, but Leo is also a pastor, and you run a church at 1600 West Irvington is where your church is located, and the field is right behind there.
Right.
A pretty amazing. I've been to your church several times, and I'm just so impressed with the way you handle the one time when you gave the kids all those little footballs and I had them throw them at you. That was pretty funny. But you do good work in the community and Helpers for Children, and you do good work in the business community too. You're helping lots of businesses get their back end business structure together. And so I encourage a couple things. If you have a business and you need some support, give Leo and Laura a call. If you want to support Helpers for Children, I certainly suggest that you get a hold of Leo and go online to helpersforchildren.org and see if you can assist. Right. So what's your phone number to call Laura and to get some?
It's 520-372-2750.
So I just have to ask you this question, Leo. Why do you do all this stuff? Why do you do all this stuff for the community?
I do it because I like to share and I like to see people, you know, smiling.
Yeah,
and I'm a product of a person that somebody saw the potential in me, and they told me,
amazing,
said you have a lot of potential, and I was just a child.
Yeah,
and now I go to children and to people that say, you have a lot of potential. Let's see how we can help you.
Well, thank you for all you do in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo Garcia. Thank you for Helpers for Children. And thank you for Joe Henry from Jersey Mike's. Make sure you go out on Wednesday and grab a sandwich and help the Boys and Girls Club. If you'd like to be interviewed, give us a call or go into jumpintucson.com. This is Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. And thank you for listening.